Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting, hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive.
A glorious day is dawning, and o'er the waking earth, the heralds of the morning are springing into birth. In dark and hidden places, there shines the blessed light. The beam of truth displaces the darkness of the night.
The topic of today's healing message is opening our eyes to expose hidden evil. Exposure of political corruption has been going on a lot here in this country, at all three levels of government, federal, provincial, and municipal, and has taken over most of the headlines in the print, radio, and TV news. And from what we hear, a similar process has been taking place in Britain and America and other countries as well. So it came to me it was right to explore today the Christian Science perspective on exposing hidden evil and opening our eyes to the true spiritual picture of man as the creation of divine mind, untouched by hidden evil beliefs. That was especially interesting that the prelude we just heard, John Rutter's Open Thou Mine Eyes, ends up with the words, worship thee and serve thee in private and in public. So very timely. I shall be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. From the Bible, Psalms. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them, there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. 2 Kings. The king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Daniel, blessed be the name of God for ever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. There is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets, and he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass, that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Jeremiah, am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Declare ye among the nations, and publish, and set up a standard. Publish, and conceal not. St. Luke, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. All they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and healed them. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this! For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. The Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. And he turned him to his disciples, and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning. From Deuteronomy and Psalms. For this is the commandment which I command thee this day. It is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldst say, Who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldst say, Who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. St. Matthew, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. And now correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The Father in secret is unseen to the physical senses, but he knows all things and rewards according to motives, not according to speech. When God heals the sick or the sinning, they should know the great benefit which mind has wrought. They should also know the great delusion of mortal mind when it makes them sick or sinful. Many are willing to open the eyes of the people to the power of good resident in divine mind, but they are not so willing to point out the evil in human thought and expose evil's hidden mental ways of accomplishing iniquity. The sick, unconsciously, argue for suffering instead of against it. They admit its reality, whereas they should deny it. They should plead in opposition to the testimony of the deceitful senses and maintain man's immortality and eternal likeness to God. Like the great exemplar, the healer should speak to disease as one having authority over it, leaving soul to master the false evidences of the corporeal senses and to assert its claims over mortality and disease. We hear it said, I exercise daily in the open air, I take cold baths in order to overcome a predisposition to take cold, and yet I have continual colds, catarrh, and cough. Such admissions ought to open people's eyes to the inefficacy of material hygiene and induce sufferers to look in other directions for cause and cure. Consumptive patients always show great hopefulness and courage, even when they're supposed to be in hopeless danger. This state of mind seems anomalous, except to the expert in Christian Science. This mental state is not understood simply because it is a stage of fear so excessive that it amounts to fortitude. The belief in consumption presents to mortal thought a hopeless state, an image more terrifying than that of most other diseases. The patient turns involuntarily from the contemplation of it. But though unacknowledged, the latent fear and the despair of recovery remain in thought. Just so is it with the greatest sin. It is the most subtle and does its work almost self-deceived. The diseases deemed dangerous sometimes come from the most hidden, undefined, and insidious beliefs. Hidden sin is spiritual wickedness in high places. You uncover sin, not in order to injure, but in order to bless the corporeal man. And a right motive has its reward. The mild forms of animal magnetism are disappearing, and its aggressive features are coming to the front. The looms of crime, hidden in the dark recesses of mortal thought, are every hour weaving webs more complicated and subtle. So secret are the present methods of animal magnetism that they ensnare the age into indolence and produce the very apathy on the subject which the criminal desires. Though error hides behind a lie and excuses guilt, error cannot forever be concealed. Truth, through her eternal laws, unveils error. Truth causes sin to betray itself and sets upon error the mark of the beast. Uncover error, and it turns the lie upon you. Until the fact concerning error, namely its nothingness, appears, the moral demand will not be met, and the ability to make nothing of error will be wanting. We should blush to call that real which is only a mistake. The foundation of evil is laid on a belief in something besides God. This belief tends to support two opposite powers instead of urging the claims of truth alone. The mistake of thinking that error can be real when it is merely the absence of truth leads to belief in the superiority of error. The human will, which maketh and worketh a lie, hiding the divine principle of harmony, is destructive to health, and is the cause of disease rather than its cure. Error of any kind cannot hide from the law of God. Every Christian Scientist, every conscientious teacher of the science of mind healing, knows that human will is not Christian Science, and he must recognize this in order to defend himself from the influence of human will. He feels morally obligated to open the eyes of his students that they may perceive the nature and methods of error of every sort, especially any subtle degree of evil, deceived and deceiving. All mental malpractice arises from ignorance or malice aforethought. It is the injurious action of one mortal mind controlling another from wrong motives, and it is practiced either with a mistaken or a wicked purpose. Show your student that mental malpractice tends to blast moral sense, health, and the human life. Instruct him how to bar the door of his thought against this seeming power, a task not difficult when one understands that evil has, in reality, no power. In moral chemicalization, when the symptoms of evil illusion are aggravated, we may think, in our ignorance, that the Lord hath wrought an evil. But we ought to know that God's law uncovers so-called sin and its effects, only that truth may annihilate all sense of evil and all power to sin. Ignorance, subtlety, or false charity does not forever conceal error. Evil will, in time, disclose and punish itself. The recuperative action of the system when mentally sustained by truth goes on naturally. When sin or sickness, the reverse of harmony, seems true to material sense, in part, without frightening or discouraging the patient, the truth and spiritual understanding which destroy disease, expose and denounce the claims of evil and disease in all their forms, but realize no reality in them. Let truth uncover and destroy error in God's own way, and let human justice pattern the divine. Christians rejoice in secret beauty and bounty, hidden from the world but known to God. Self-forgetfulness, purity and affection are constant prayers. Practice, not profession, understanding, not belief, gain the ear and right hand of omnipotence, and they assuredly call down infinite blessings. If our petitions are sincere, we labor for what we ask. And our Father, who seeth in secret, will reward us openly. Now, this concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.